wenn der Scheiche testet, wie bringt die Klasse? Boah, wie gab mir weg nur eine Scheiche? Und dort habt ihr investiert in die Scheiche. Und dort habt ihr stand, to stand in der Fall der Scheiche, like a policeman, and watch over him, and that we should be bringing the Saki. After the regular Scheiche, nur Scheiche. So over there, the Mechaba said, it's me in Chavis, and the regular Scheiche, he himself is the Chuyo, the Chathila, and the Shechile to the Beite Sach. But the Achirim, those who submitted the Beheime to share, they don't have to go to inspect the Sach. So of course, this Alokhe applies to Mamarecho, there's a Dom, Mother Dom is a Jew like any other Jew. So whatever a Sheikh and Tzadik is Mechuyev to do, the Chathila, so in Mamarecho, there's a Dom is also Mechuyev. That goes without saying. But here, the Rabbi Ruchem mentions today as to whether we are to check upon the Mumarechon problem. So now we turned over the Hikmet to a Mumarechon Yosadon. And we inspected the Sakin. We made sure that the Sakin was young, no gun, before the Shabbat. And then the Mumarechon Yosadon was used the same sacking that we inspected and we verified that it's your head. So he used that sacking in shechting the baby. So he got through shechting the baby. Now we don't know whether the sheikh had, the numericalist told the one who inspected the sheikh, whether he inspected the sacking after the sheikh or not, the way he's supposed to or not. So who can mention these 2 days? One day a year is that we treat the Mumarech of Yisrael like a regular Jew. So what would the power would we get if the Sheikh had been in Yisrael Kosher? Would we check the Sakim of Moscow? We would take it for granted that the Sheikh had complies with all the requirements, since that there is a requirement for Hatfile. That the Sheikh has to check the Sakin after the Shechiteh, even though he inspected the Sakin before the Shechiteh. So we take it for granted that this Sheikh, even though he's a Mumarech on Yosef Tov, but why does he? He has nothing to lose. Why shouldn't he comply with this requirement? So we don't have to inspect the Sakin. So then the Rambam Yochum says, the Gaini Machim Yitabetchi. And the Gaini say, no. If a Mumarech on Yosef Tov, was the Sheikh. So even though we already inspected the Sakin before the Shechiteh, we have to check. We cannot rely on the Sheikh. First of all, maybe the Sheikh did check, and maybe he found that Paul. Maybe he found that Paul. He's not going to tell us, he's more than going to go. So he's going to tell us, he's going to make an issue. So we may look at him and say, that in connection with the Mumarech will dawn. So we have, I mean, this seems a very simple pshat. But the Taz says something else. Now let's see what the Taz says. Primarily, the Shasakim of an enemy, taken a hash, called out of the Tzor Dike, the Leyot of Yisrael Kosher, the Tzor Dike Acher Ashkite, he said, Poshu, the Dikas Mutas there will be killed, eloquently, Yasaki, Yom, really so. So he says, so then there is no, for the Taz assumes as well. That means it's not that the Taz didn't think of the tenets by the Shah. He also thought, you see from the Washington. But the Taz felt that it's unreasonable. It's unreasonable to assume that the Arishenim who hold that in connection with the Mumarech of Yisrael, we can deport ourselves in the same way as we deport ourselves in connection with the regular Sheikh. What is our demeanor in connection with the regular Sheikh? The Yisrael Kosher. The Sheikh and the Tzad. So what is our demeanor? If we turn over a behemoth to the Sheikh, then we don't have to check anything. Because we rely on the Sheikh. And since the halacha is that the Sheikhat is required to inspect the Sakin after the Shechita, even though we inspected it already before the Shechita. So we assume the Sheikhat did everything that he was supposed to do. We don't have to be policemen over the Sheikhat. So the melee, now the Shach. So the Shach says that the Yeshayuch, or the Baalito, who says in Tzokhlin, the Yahashayte, so they hold, according to the Shach, that we have to behave in the same way in connection with the Mubarak Rizlitov. So, since we inspected the Sakh, before the Shach, and then he was Sheikhay with that Saki. So you can rely that the Sheikh inspected the Saki after the Shekhe. What has he to lose? So the time of the Taz is, what do you mean what has he to lose? Let's say he did inspect and he found a number of theories in the Saki. So is he going to tell us? Is he He's interested whenever it interferes with his convenience, so he's ready to hit the Mele, the Machel Mele, to hit the Mele 1,000 times, if it's a question of satisfying his appetites. So the Mele, so how can we rely on his inspection? Let's say he did his, because after all, what can he lose by inspecting? But suppose he inspected the Sakin after the Shechita, and he found a number of things. So he's not going to do this. So how do we know that he found it fine? Maybe he found it bogle. So maybe the Taz decided it's impossible that Rabbi Yehoshua or the Baal Yito should say that we have to deport ourselves in connection with the Mubarak and the Tom, the same way as we deport ourselves in connection with the regular Sheikh. So we are sure that he's not going to do anything that is not right. So since he's obligated to inspect, he certainly inspected. And if he had found the Sakin to be bogus, he certainly would have told us. He would have allowed us that the Sakin was bogus. But he is a Mubarak Tom. So how can the Yeshayim say that we don't have to check? So of course we have to check. So what's the machlokes? The two areas in Rabbi Yehuda, and so the Tazel is found. So he says, "Mimirim, tishasakim v'onim v'tikim harashki tikim alum v'tikim tzofim, tu yodim v'nishvot koshem tzofim, k'each harashki, v'zeh poshut v'tikas mumeah, zeh v'mikram tikim." In other words, we cannot say that the Yishrim hold to rely on the Sheikh, just as we rely on the Sheikh when he's not in. So he says, how can we rely? Let's say he was there, but maybe he found it possible, and he's not going to tell us. We say, portion because from a zelo we can think, Elo Hibli, we may still have sucking up. We will be a chides, we walk back. We show you, Mishrei, we even show you a sucking up for aid. Da machshir in the Yishay, when you meet it, in Rabbi Yeruchem, Zirolei, because there can be soil kosher, she shall have another sacking kosher. You can ask him to say, oh, shame, show your body. The whole town will have a reason for you to say, I'm going to be on the ship soon. We are of the game, the camera is in Kilhatre, we call it about Kilhere, we are as you know, it is not straight, you want to mark. We came with the same Mishmer at surprise, the guy was it, the insult of Mount, what about you, I sat there, Ashley. Who must from you, Miss Josephine? Oh, what's that one? So in other words, he explained the powers. Of course, if, let's say, the Sheikh had been following you, we inspected the Saki, and he was Sheikh. And the Sheikh is in the same house. So we have to check according to everyone. We say, no Rishi will say, says the Taz, that we can rely on the Sheikh that he inspected. True, he inspected, but he's not going to tell us. So in such a case, when the Sheikh is in the so we have to check the Saki. But suppose we inspect the Saki, and for the Sheikh, and we find it here, and then we give the Sakhi to the Sheikh. But then, the Sheikh has to share it somewhere else with that Sakhi. He cannot share it. He has to go somewhere else. So the question is, question is, can we let Sheikh Sheikh then behave with this acting that was ascertained to be off? Ascertained to be off. And but he's going to Sheikh the, let's say, half a mile from here. With that acting. So are we allowed to let this the Sheikh and Sheikh do that acting? Or we have to go after him and be matriarch ourselves and go to the slaughterhouse, even though it involves a little bit of theater. And in order that we should be able to inspect the Saki efforts. So the Asian would say no. Why not? Because since it involves a lot of theater, we have to go to the slaughterhouse, to the place where the Sheikh had chair. So mainly it's considered like the Ebed. And the Ebed, the Amochis, true, the Shekhunoch passes in the Mitches. That even though the Sheikh had in connection with the regular Sheikh, that even though the Sheikh had was being in the Sabbath before the Sheikh. So the Sheikh had his Mechulev to inspect the Sabbath immediately after the Sheikh. But suppose the Sheikh had inspected the Sabbath before the Sheikh. Then immediately after the Sheikh, somehow the Sabbath got lost. So that means we allow the because the Hebed, we presume, inasmuch as before the Shrike, it was a sacking of it. That is good. The sacking remained young. Only the Chathile we have to check the sacking. So we may let the Hishim in the Ramiruchem say, the case where the Sheikh cannot check here, where we are. But he has to go to a slaughterhouse and check the Hime with this acting that we have already inspected. So it's considered like Dermot, and we are allowed to let the Sheikh check. And not to go after the Sheikh. Because it has a lot of fear. And the king will say, no, that's not the Ebed. The Ebed is the Ebed. There's no other way except to ask the baby. But here, well, so we don't let him check. Unless we go after him and immediately after the Shrite we inspect So that's mentioned in the press that it's not even it's on kosher, regular sheikh. So we are not allowed. So the halacha is, he's mechuyev to inspect the sakin before the sheikh. Suppose the sheikh says, I'll sheikh without inspecting the sakin. I'm a big boy now. I can't look over the sakin now. Once I sheikh behave, I use the sakin, then I'll have plenty of time. So then I'll inspect the sakin. And then, after the shechita, the sakin will be your vessel to be a higher than before the shechita. It was also a sakiyot. So in simply press we say that he's not allowed, the regular sheikh is not allowed. So the question arises, so if in simply press, the Mechapa says that the only regular sheikh is on kosher, so he's not allowed to share the name without inspecting the sakiyot first. Even though he's determined, he says, he's determined. Immediately after Shri to inspect the Sakin. So Shalach has come and become on the here, he's not allowed to rely. Why do we have to say, when you need to go to the Hatrila Mishrei, after the Kosher in the Kabo, when you should need to go to the Kosher as a Sakin, the Kilo, it's not Shri, then we say, even by Yisrael Kosher, it's not allowed. Certainly by Yisrael, you know it all. So he said, we can answer. If it's here, you should not make, you must have Kosher. Israel kosher dafke amin. Now that's not such a double kosher. Now, why does the Mechaba mention? Why does the Mechaba mention? והוא שיהיה בפני שיהיה בחשכבה. So then, we can let you check. But if we intestate, we cannot let you check. So the talents, where is that they get that was taken from Moshe Rabbeinu? דלת מרשבית הלוח אלי דלת ישראל מומה להעביר מן העביר ישרו ימומחה הרי זה שכת לחתחיל ריצורך ישראל כושר ולמדי כזסקי ועתיד יתנו למום הזה ומשרי למודי שלו אז כוסי שיתרח לי שיתרח לי ישראל תרם במון שישרו ימומחה This is where the Mechawe got this idea that he has to be Mumcha. So the Taz explains it. The Yisrael Yamunah, which is the Shkita Mumcha. The Yisrael Mukosha Dav Kamer. Careful. If we didn't test him, so then he would never do it possible, according to the task. Because the task says, the reason is why Lechab mentions, the reason is why the Lechab mentions Yisrael Mumche, because of the fact that he is in the room, so the Reb Mitzvah Shechita Mumche doesn't apply. If it doesn't apply, it's a new Derek for this. Now, that's not so possible, because the Rashba mentions the Rosh Hashanah, I'll be here as a balance. So the Rashba says, אם נסליח על חרוץ, על חזוק כזו, אפילו בעבר במתיון, אם לך, הוא מסתבר שאפילו במום המתיון נושא מבחינו על חזוק כזו. יכול המצוי איתו שחית המומחים, סתום לא. זאת אומרת, not by the times, זה שהדרה נושא. That if במום המתיון, we say that רמיס יש את המומחים. ואוי, תלויד כרבה שלכן הבא ירוא בן מומחה כלל, ואין ישראל מומה ואין כוסי על ישראל ודלכה בו, ואין צמיח בזה מסתק מייסלי, ורבין ילכוד הוא לא רק למומחה שכתי. ואמרו לנו קודם כרבו אמרה, כרבין לא יאמרה, כשנראה מצל שירות אין מומחה מהן, אלו בכל השוחת אין אמרה, כאלו, שרם. אבל מי שממיים אין זה על כוסה, וזה לשם. ישראל, מומה להביר ולהביר ישראל מומחה, הרי ישר אחד חלק. ונראה מדרוב, דווקא מומחה. ובאמס, שדס ליטו הזה, יכול שייך לו מתרופה, ואם יתרח, ישבוך הוא שמו מומחה, ולתאבו הוא שייך לביך. אבו כשאימו מלזיתו, אבו פישו עבר ימר מרחס, מן אביבס, אם נראה כקבל, אלא בדאי. So he says, אם נראה מבוך, and then he says, אם נראה כקבל, he's חלק אחריו. אלא ודאי עלינו גם משחיתה כשון ישראל הקשיש מישראל עם הקשירים בכל ששיחית חזוק עם מומח. So the Rashba mentions this Rambam from which it appears that we can be in Mumbaya and we don't apply this Salochel and the Tishu to Mumchine and the Ujjekish is on the Schilet. Then the Rashba says, the Efshia, Shekamadav from Israel, שנבין ושנראה עם השוטה. אבל רימה ששיחק היא ישראל, שכל שהוא מומחה, וישראל שיחק, וגם זה כאחרמן, וזה קורניס. So then he says that, that perhaps even the Rambam is made it, that the Ruach HaOven, which is the Shote Mumchim, applies him to Nuhal Tov. So why does the Rambam say that the Nuhal Tov Mumche? The answer is because even we can be stamming you, so we have Chile, we don't rely on the musician Mumchim. The game said, hey, Mabito, I mean, the machlekit between them is whether we are allowed to let the Sheikh Cheikh, stam the Sheikh Cheikh, relying upon the test that will be given to the Afarishim. So the people say yes, and Amito says no. But they all agree, except the Balamoya and Rashi. So they all agree that the Hatchila will don't rely. So the Melee, whoever is one, the people at all, is certainly not superior to the Stam issue. But in Echlamet, they have it, it's not us. And he said, we say Korbiyisa. But how do we see that the Taz did not, the Taz assumed that the chapter in the Chabal is that even there, it's also because he says, once he is a Mumel, he's the Omen, so we don't apply the Roche or bring the Jesus to the Mumchnei, to the Mumchnei. So why? Because that even though the Teras Abai certainly is Chemikamichi, but in the Chabal, his Derech is to pass by the Rambam. So now, but the Rashbo said that it's very likely that the Rambam doesn't mean it either. So we see that the Taz did not accept this Pshat in the Rambam. And the Taz assumed that the Pshat in the Rambam is that even the Eber is also. Because the Gami Mumali Tehom, we don't apply the Aloche of Rev Yitzit Eshkidimu. Alright, now. She did now sit down in the Taz. Our smashing began to be saved. We do see it. Hashinon Shemel Mishkach Kudim and Kemp. And we're going to get Chilo to say, Osho, Achon is going to be the case. Utam, when she goes up to Chilo, she will miss me, how big it is saying. The Atam, she will come up to Chilo, she is here. After the Eved, we're going to get Osho, Mashiach to be mocking the Eved, Kosher, we're going to get Osho, Hashinon Shemel Mishkach. That's the witness why we have a pass, it's like the game. That even though the Chilo, we have to test the Shechet, whether he knows the Shechite, but we are allowed to let him share with the intention of testing the Sheikh after the Shechite. Why? Because in view of the fact that in the Eved it would be alright even if we don't test him altogether, so really we don't have to be Cheshish. Mashiach in the case where even the Eved it would be possible, also without it, because so we're not allowed to take chances and let him share with the intention of making the Dikalitam. But here, here we can't let the Mumalitom Mashiach without inspecting, without us inspecting the Sakim first. Even though we are determined to inspect the Sakim Litam, because we will forget, and we didn't, so then it will be also the Eved, so we will not have to rely on it. And she came out in the Eved, because of the Dike, with Hashim Shemishka, which is not a signal, because the Tulu had to be held in the Eved, which is a smash in the Eved, the King, the Dover Zeru, the Cloud, the Zeru, the King. Now let's see the Shach. Right. Sit down for the Shach. This whole thing, Hatam, we shall get here, but we saw it. The Kaki, she be exactly, we may say, we, Mutalach, יחיב שיש סאקי יופי ביות, לבד האיש חבזה, ומסתום את איש חית יופי, ולא היא שלא יתראי. ופוסק בסיוסף, יחשבו לך סאקי, כי הוא שחית, ועוד כאחר השחית, אפילו לחד חיל, ויחוב ממשך תרזו, וכן עם פוסק מרשאו, סימן בו, ואפילו לדבריהם, הייתי בדמיינות, שמסתום את פותחו ומוצי יופי, אבו מלדינות, בוודא שלא יפותקו לאחר שחיתה, צורך בלי לכתחילה, לא דבר ישראל כושר, יצורך בלי לכתחילה גם לאחר שחיתה, ולכם מצוות חס, אבל נראו לכם כל זה משמעתיים, ויסכים לכם משמע לסרם, וישבו תיכסק לאחר שחיתה. So what does it mean? How does the Shach explain it to the Yisr המיוחד? The Kenyanim say, no, we cannot deport ourselves, we're going to deport ourselves in the national way of Shechem. So they, we rely on the Bidike, Lachash chitel of the shikra himself. But here he's in the shikra, he's in Muba. We don't. So in other words, so that's why we didn't say no. We have to check. Exactly. The implication being that the Yeshivim, they say, we don't have to check. Chatzil Hashinon, Yishvi Yosak Lahashvi, the Gamkil Chatzil Hashin, Hashem Obey Yavivna, the whole man Yehev Shal Mivdak, Vavkino, Uchidoni, Uzimhal, Vechim Posek Avach, Avo Yehev, Pshita Di Kosha, Afi Mui Kodak Lahashvi, Ligor Amin Asaki, והשחיל לקרוא שם כבר בסמינות חס, וכי מדיבות כדי שחיתה, ומתמיעו על חסקוס. אפילו נשחית, לא שנעתו, ואפילו יהיה חלוי ממנו התחילו. עד כאן, אלוהים אף לא ייתן מהו, מי שנושא ועסק עם בו, או שהוא פה, או לא ששאו מתחייבס, כי להכשיר, הוא יהיה חל. אלו, אם זה מיך שלא יהיה, כמו שכל ספק עושה, אינם רואה את זה, there is a difference, there is a distinction. Between Kusi and Muradot. Because Kusi is not a cow. Kusi in the things that he is Zoya is Zoya. But in certain things he's not Zoya. Masheinki in Munarecho is the dog. That means he's Zoya and everything. But his Yitzhak Raka is very strong. So whenever the Yisrael interferes with his Yitzhara, so he's ready to succumb to temptation. So the melee, Gami Kusi, so even if you were baby the Saki, and the Kusi was Sheikh the Saki, that we were baby for him, but we cannot interfere with the Kusi. Why? Because Kusi, they are not Cheshish for the Mu'ivo. They don't consider that there is anything wrong in being Maichon and Beilei to other Jews. All that they are concerned is that they themselves should be Mu'ivo. But to be Maichon and Beilei to other Jews, that's no Aveira to them. They are not Zoyo with Mu'ivo's Jews. Because to them, the Mu'ivo means you shouldn't put his tongue in one before one person. But to be Maichon and Beilei doesn't come with you with me. So the melee by Kusi in the Aloha is even if you obey the Sakhidi, so the Sakhidi is your faith. We cannot enter the Shechit of the Kusi unless we give example of the danger that the Kusi share to the Kusi himself. And we have to watch and see whether he is. But when we talk, we don't have to give example. Because as long as he does not interfere with his inclinations, Some melee is not going to be my to be even I'm going to be for even. Alright. Simo, who she ate? She did or she did boy came, we are little bit in between so she can move. In other words, like the first shot of the Rajput Ram. But to there, she did do a bit of move. שצורך לראות כי תחילה כאילו שחיתה נמוך ואין ליטוי על צמח של פרח השחיתה תוגע נסעק למסומך because we don't say that it's a שחיתה נמוך נמי so we really cannot rely on the intention of being baby for it up עד שאם we cannot be saved יורזו נמה אומרים מה שנסעק את זה שוב לא יחשינו על שמו ויסעק עם קום השוב אולי השחיתה נסעק ודווקא משור עם שתיים, זאת אומרת, מה הולך לדעה, כי אני צריך אחרת שוב, אבל בשור עם שתיים זה מים, אבל זה נמצא כמו. אבל בשור עם שתיים, נשלח, אבו ליבון ממך שחית, אבו ליבון ממך, שלא יש לו כל הרבה דיון ואין שחית, ודאי משה לדעך, כי הוא שבסס קטעי משחית לסכים בלעדי, אבל אם אני ועדיי, וזו שבלעדי, שחרה, זו מה נשאר סעי, נכון. Suppose we want baby the sacking before Hashem. But we came after Isha, and then we inspected the Saki, and we saw it's Yoko. So it's all right. So that's all we know why. If we arrived on the scene, just a little while after Isha, but suppose we arrived on the scene a day later, after Isha, and then when we arrived in the slaughterhouse, in the place where Isha, So we saw that Zacchaeus was the head. We saw Zacchaeus the first prophet. So then we cannot take it for granted that yesterday when the Sheikhet was Sheikhet, this woman we talked about, so it was Sheikhet in the same Zacchaeus. Because maybe yesterday we didn't have the Zacchaeus. Maybe today it was factually, but yesterday we didn't have it. So only if we allow the same, just a little while after he finished the script, Mashenke, if we arrive at the scene a whole day after he finished the script. And so even though we see that he has his Aki Lope, but it's possible that only now he has his Aki Lope, he has his Aki Lope, but he has three different Aki Lope. They will tell you how to do this. 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 Hatam, do you show half of the Sakam and Kum the song? It's like, oh, Hashim Shemishka will be in Ashkid, he was tossing, Mashaik, you is in our, the middle people have really shut out smart that they will test him. He saw Mashaik, the Kerem, so Mukh, the Osma, the Kerem, so what is like, oh, the Kerem, Mukh, Kikos, my boss, Baham Kosak, another reason. So one reason is why we're not allowed to let him share. Even with one reason, you look at without being paid anything. It's exactly because we are praying, maybe after the Shechite, the Zaki will somehow disappear. But Ramesh is not easy. The Hankosa, the Hashinon, so Yashua Ramesh is from the Gossip, the news for it, the Gorachon. Two, even if we are sure that we are not going to forget, we are going to inspect the Zaki. But maybe an observer, an outsider, he'll see that we turn over the Hebrew to Sheikh the Imam of God. So to say, I mean, he's the most ideal Sheikh. You see, I mean, that they were, the number of rabbis say that they didn't say anything. So on the melee, so next time, they'll turn over to that Imam of God without being made a sacrament anymore. The Jews are only because of Habach, who died in the Rebbe. So there is a Chidesh, that from the Bodeh HaZaki, they don't know the Atzmei, who didn't know the Neorei, that when the Yards and the Kerem of Meir, the Rol and the Hachim, the Kibbor of Zeh, Atam Shem, so the Meir and the Bach says, from the Ram, so we can deduce a certain Chidesh, that is, suppose we were bringing the Saki of the Numa Lufon, But then, when we obey the Saki, no one is allowed. But after we obey the Saki, certain people came into the room. So they don't know that we obey the Saki. So we are not allowed to let Muhammad talk to Sheikh until we make another show. And we make a show, and we obey it just to prevent an error on the part of the newcomer who came into the room. Who came into the room after we obeyed, after we inspected the Saki. They shouldn't think that we let the woman share without inspecting the Saki, so we have to make a show of inspecting the Saki again. The Miragrati, maybe of the Oreb, would ask the Saki, say, Mutel. After Kosher Nagalot, this was Muna Limirtas, who was so much to be carried out. The question is, why does the Gemara say we got a pussy that is holding to the Nichnasis now? We got a Mumeya only if he's in the Kabbalah Pamesh, he needs to Nichnasis now. So that's the discussion. So what is the Gemara saying? What did the Shach says? Because a Yisroel, a Kusi knows that he belongs to a Bihar Ken. He belongs to a Bihar Ken. So in Melee, even if the soil is not in the Kabbalah every moment, but he knows that in soil chief son being gated in the class, every half hour he comes in and he goes out, he comes in again. So he's afraid, because every moment maybe the soil will open the door to come. Because he knows that he doesn't belong to the same camp. He considers himself that belonging to the same camp. As all the tzaddikim, some melee, he is not near this, taste yourself. ומשיני, וכאן עושים עם תחס כוסה, אנחנו נזכור עם כושר כששיחי, צורך ומתעסק עם תחילו, כאילו שיהוד מדברי הרעש, של הסבאנס, וכל זאת הטעם, נחשיב את שלו משכח מוביל את החשכי, ויהוד מקומה שפתום חב והרוחה, ונזכור עם מומר, או שודץ, דץ דקשת ודטעס, או צמאים שמיצו לטעסס, ופי מה שכוספתי ניחה, דאבה מליקנה בגנרת, So, ועוד כמה שהוא אוכל עטור המחבר, אוכל ונסעול מוכר. ויובדו לשם, ונסעול כושר, יצלק את. מה יותר תמרושים ונסעול מוכר? ושביאו מהרבה המידה, וניס מחפתי כוסר, שהוא יבדיקן, כמה שהוא אוכל, וחלשי נוכל, שמו ימצאנו פה, ואפילו אוכל ישרבה, So, in other words, because they hear that by Yisrael Mumea, so that by Yisrael Mumea, he cannot naturalize what was, I would say, what maybe here we should rely on the fact and our intention to remain in the second after school. And in addition, themselves was made. So I would say both together, so I didn't have to let him share. Come on, the Hashim Hashem would say, oh, but you are all the Mishra, you are the Torah and the Zak, the Chikos of Hashem, the Chikos of Abba, Elo, Shemash Kos of Abba, Hakim, in the Yisroel Kosh of Abba Taimi, Shemun Yishkach Mimiti, השם הולדי הפוגו, דיבור ופוחר והתולת, זה פחסה, זה לא מספר כפי על פריס, מספר אין פה כושר. אז הוא לא מפלט, ושיח המשך, ושיח, הוא אינטנשן, או תספק נסק על איתה אז, because suppose, actually we should, join it to a line, but we are afraid, maybe, when we expect that for the שחיתה, we'll find the פוגו. So then we'll pass the שחיתה. Then it turned out that the brocher was a brocher vato. The Hashem is important brocher vato. At Kami, the same you show my brocher vato, the same you have been also. And so often, the same you have, the same Shaspe, the same the Chum, the same 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 Chum. All right. Now the Rabbi is home. Mi Sheshach, it's a very strange Rabbi. Mi Sheshach, the Hoi Tzitrivle, the same Achas, the same Chum, 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 כל מוקר, דולים גוזר ופירי זה יעדיים, ביודו משך, כבר נחשב ברגליים ודובו, נזמח בירת, מריק, שיר יש לנו. Now this מריק, is the same מריק, that is mentioned in the last scene, in the מחבר, in the scene now. הידך עוד בהכחו של האחרון, ואת עצמי מוטה לאחר כמרת, So the last scene in Siman Aleph really expresses the Marik, the Ramon upon which this Ramon is mentioned. But this, the Mechavah in the last scene in Siman Aleph, we understand very well. The Mechavah, the last scene in the Mechavah in Siman Aleph is the clarity. This is what Marik discusses. We discuss a certain case. Suppose a certain sheikh had pushed a plane. But then, when the leader came and said, I was present in the sheikh had pushed a plane, and I saw that the sheikh had pushed a plane. And of course, the sheikh had, when he pushed a plane, he declared that the sheikh had pushed a plane. So the Malik said, we don't have to have any misgivings about eating from the sheikh of the sheikh. We can ignore what the Indachot says. Because Kolmok in Shittir in Indachot, Harim Kishnai. So the Sheikhet and the Mona is like a woman. This person, the Indachot, has the Mona is like one in Lodah Manushtai. So everybody, without any hesitancy, can eat from the Shittir of the Chir. But that Indachot cannot eat from the people. Because Shabia Nafshech Nechlisho. So the Marik says, true. That this is the cannot eat from this behemoth because he said that this behemoth is unveiled. God goes the next day, the same sheikh, shared an behemoth, and this is the Chod, decides to eat from that behemoth. So we can let this is the Chod eat from that behemoth. But if we say that he was not allowed to eat from this behemoth, why should we? Because according to him, so the sheikh, he did not check it properly. So the mele, he should not be allowed to eat from the other shechites of the same sheikh, because according to his own testimony, his sheikh was minab, he died. So what he says, no, he got the other behemoths vis-a-vis this behemoth that, as to which the Idecho testified that it was proper, so we can apply the Alochio, Shana Shekhe Nisue. But vis-a-vis the Alech, the Shekhe, the next day, even though it's done by the same Shekhe, so there is no Shana Shekhe Nisue. The Idecho didn't say that the second day, the next day, is straight, is the day. He only said that this day is the day. Not the other day. Not the other day. So in the middle, we cannot say, so he says, because even if it's true, what the Idechot said, even if what the Idechot said is true, that the Sheikhet was not here yesterday, but he could have done Tshuva since yesterday. So the Mele, the Shechita today could be proper. Oh, sorry. This is what the Mele says. And that is the Ayochet, the Mechaber, in the last Sibs, and all I've mentioned. So now, Amor decided to mention another Ayochet. On the basis of the same Marik. Because Marik says that this behemoth, therefore, is not allowed to participate. But if the same sheikh the next day would check another behemoth, so the same therefore can participate. Why? Because, just because, even though according to the Idecho, so he was nothing, one behemoth, it does not mean that he is not Nemo on the other day, because he can, even if it's true what he dealt with, he can still be Jewish. He can still be Jewish. So all that the Malik says, in view of the fact that he can do Jewish on the Melee, we don't apply the Aloch of Shabbat Asher Tichat Yisukha Likam Yisak. If he couldn't do Jewish, let's say the Aloch had been that when he won, that when he Jew, he's ever an Abel. Waltz. So there is no tikkun for it, no solution for it. He never would have done this. If the Aloch had been like that, suppose there had been no tikkun. So the Mele, we wouldn't let the Idechot partake of that Jehret Shchite, even in connection with another. That's why Mali says, no, we cannot apply the Aloch of Shabbat Hashem to the Mitzvah of the Kamenai Behemoth. Because all that this Idechot said was, this Behemoth is the Mele. That does not mean. That does not mean that every other Behemoth that the same Jehret will Shecht is the Mele. Because even if it's true, that this behemoth is the mele, but he can do tshuva anymore. So the mele, shavna shetichat yisurei, cannot be applied to the other behemoth of the shechet. Now the Rambam deduced another halacha, a big chiddush, from the Rambam. Mi sheshok, v'yeitzi treipo pamachas mechasyonim, im lo yehuzak mikach, mut
بتاعه لا يأخذ إلى حاجتين مش هيتوصل. نقوم أوكي دون بوزير في وليس إليها داعي بيوضو مع شيخ في فور مخشع ברגליים מטובו, מעביר את זה, מעביר את זה. לעולצי נשאר. מי ששוחד, ציפי דאו, נשאר. מי ששוחד, ואין צטרי, משמע, הוא לא ראי בוודאי לפעם הזה, שאין צטרי פה, עם אביר את זה. הוא יתראה את המשך. בדין זה רום לירה במערים, ואני הסדייתי במערים, מערים להביא להביא. וכי משמו יזכו הפוסטו, וחמי שבוי, ומין איזה ראשי דאגלש, כל זמן שיש לו נגימו, הידי החודשי הידה ראשי חשי שוחד חיים, והוא מכחי שהיא נמנו, ואתו לעצמו נתרק אנחנו שתוס, שפיו יהיה אמס, שאני שוחד עכשיו, לא תהייתי בבלי הידי, מקום הוגילו אותך לתוסר לו, בשבילתך, ומקום הוגילה, אחרי נתימת שיעות, שאיבי סיישי חיים, כמו מרשת, ברגליים מרדובו, מעביר לניס, עד כאן לשם, עד כאן לשם מרקנות. ונראה שלא יהיה נורא, רק בפי פרדים, מעביר שהביאו פסיוס. סוף סמנאו, שאיפה שום דרוש נעשה, מתחכך הצערבתי, על לדוקי, שמעביר כוסה, ואפילו אם יהיה מסכים ראים, מקום הכי נמוך, כפוסל לא נמוך. בשביל כך, הוא יכול להפוך איזה מילות שחי מיליאס את שובר, על מטל עזרו, חי זה הוא את השוטה, ונמצא את משה ונחשי תכניסו על ידי זכרה, כי משה דור אותו ומחשב את השלכת, עם רוע רבית, ומקום מוקים, הכי לפי מה שהוא עוד, משמע להדי, הוא קום שלו עושה כי, פוסו, אם יהיה אמס לבריים, אף הוא מפעם אחס, כך הוא מלמדית, אלא שמעביד בו זה סתם הוא משמיר השם לא שידע מהכנשי, לא ידע עצמי מיטר לכם שפוסק, כאן בהר, הוא לא מידע אינסח, אם זה עשה חייה כבדי אישור ולהתקונן, מה שאם כן מוכן, שישתקונן, so the Marik says, this is to be distinguished from the case, where, let's say, someone, let's say, said that this yai, let's say someone was a mashgiach of a yai, and he said, that this yai is kosher. So it's kosher. So we are allowed to bring this yai. Then another person comes and says, no, I saw I have to be there. I saw that it was misnasi. So again, we say, in bo shalecho mokim shalai. So the first one, the mashgiach, who testified that he saw to it that everything was proper. So the melee here, the monesot, then another person comes and says, he saw it is a messer, so he is only, he did not want, so he goes like a Mishnah. So everybody is allowed to bring that one, but that Idechol is not allowed to bring that one. So that Idechol is not allowed to bring that one forever, because once it was Mishnah, it was Mishnah. Hashem can hear, even though that Idechol says that this being was Mishnah, was Mishnah. But if the Sheikhet will, the next hour, Sheikh another Behema, so wonders what, let's depend upon the other one, please. Yes.
That
the Christian will make wine the next day,
a different wine,
wouldn't
that
ale
also be able to drink from it?
No, so then he'll be allowed, so the Idechot will be allowed to drink from wine that is made up of a different sarah. Not from the same sarah.
But the same thing with the
shaykh. Right. So he says, in Chnamis, so he says, but from the chobish of Yayin, so that Idechot is never allowed to partake of that chobish of Yayin.
Same thing with the
Yayin. This is it, the same thing. The shuvit kramashim, in Ochet, sheyish takone kishiyase tshuvit. ומכך רואים עצמי, מותר לכם משלטו של יקד לחשוב. ועל זה כוסר גם כן, אם יש רגליים לדור, שנרשב אותו, אפילו מלך אותו עם אוויר, אבל שתנו מדובר שהחריף את הרציונים, שיש אותו לכם משלטו של, עד שיעשה תשובה, קרוב, וכבימו חכים במעריד, כמו שכוסר, וכן משמע הוא יסיע, ומה אם תשובה ספרית עצמי, וכן משמע מרשב, Witam Rambam Kozacki, Jocu z akreditacjonej, hojnadnicy, umawiwnicy, masz na tym panach, wychyli masz na tym chabę, co w Siemens Amchel, i ta poszlica w Chyle, na tym panach, ma wiwnicy, wychyli na się marszał, wychyli mu byli gość, witam Tibrej, a teraz zobry, ksej sreny. Masz i poszlicał, co w Siemens, co w Siemens, w Nirekiem Chalek, i dawki tu się obrócę i obrócę te trenacje. O zabudę kimś ocy, kolachami, bo mi zapomnieli. Każdy ma nie ma wiele dłużej. A to szło i kolejny, gdy się pił, jak się mi te dwoje frejna, się jej cię trenuje. I ja wiem, że jestem go nie, bo ktoś ma sam. Co na powiedz, co jest masy, kiedy ten sam na pewno mam. Because all the magic says is that in connection with other behemoths, so we don't apply it. But if we know that he was naked, so then he's considered like a mumea, so he's a choshuk, some in melee, we cannot eat from his ashes unless it is established that it be true. So he says, it's always very bad, the Pashi Kosamora, Misha Shocha, the Hitzi Treife, Haime, She Yadoma Bolo, She Hitzi Treife. אבל שיש לא חושי צטריפה, כי גאים שהם מתחת בחלקה מבידיך. Because I mean, it's not much more, the Ramo has reference to such case. So it's much more, the Ramo has reference to the case where it was in his body that they did things where Ramo has practice.
But it's possible that we made it in as much as
even testified that the three Philistines actually know, they don't know whether it was done by him, he made a change, but still it's a possibility. So he used the Marik, because the Marik says there that we cannot say, we cannot define the Ruch of Shabbat Abshir Tichon Yisur, and relative to himself, he should be also to him. The other Shchita is, because even if it's Emes, what the Dechot says, so it's still possible that the next baby is all right, because there is a possibility that it be true. There is a possibility it be true. So in the Mele, here we have a Svetzvah. So in the Mele, here we have a Svetzvah. Number one topic is, maybe the three Philosophies is Ptarash Yodhi B'Shevet. So it will become a Chosh. Assuming that it, the three was in Ptarash Yodhi B'Shevet, but there is a possibility that it is Jude. So maybe, where do we need, must we have Lomashchei, that is, if it is established Bivada, that he was a Rosh, remains. So then, he cannot be considered to be Becheskes Kashre, until he gives us the money that he be Jude. And so on. I mean, whatever is mentioned, the Rish Mishpe, what can be considered as a Rai that he did you? Masha'im came where it's a Sophic, where we came. We don't know. Maybe it just happened to him. B'Shevet did it happen. Not remains. So it didn't become a Choshev. And assuming that it did become a Choshev, there is still a possibility that he did you. So maybe it's expensive. So in such a case, the Ramon is not. מומר בתיאור ששוחד, אפילו נשמע ששוחד מצעק עם לא חיים, אין לי אין. אין. נאו, זה דבר סטרינג' טאזי, סיבו, אין לי נאמון, מכוחו של הרשבות, ואומרו שבבאים עם מעשים האלה, על השבות, כי אם כוס הפוסקת של דברים. אני צודק, וסיוסף סף, כבר, The Taz assumed that the Pshat in the Hebrew is that why now? The Aruch is, except for the Shittes HaRambam. So all the Shittim say, Tom, Muma Reichon Vilas Liti Ove, Muma Reichon Vilas Liti Ove is Choshe, is not. Is very exactly in this way. But without the exactly, we can't force it. Masha'im came, Mumea, Leibe Shach is with Yove, not Eichon Mibes, but Leibe Shach is with Yove. So that kind of Mumea, so it's worse than even without the Kesach. She is a Rambam is that any Mumea with Yove, even Mumea Leibe Shach is with Yove. But most Hashem hold that Mumea Leibe Shach is with Yove, so it's worse. So the question arises, Mumea with Yove, ששוחד, מי נשבע ששוחד תסעק מיופה, אין אין אמור. So מי שואל לכל את הרמב״ם, that he moved on the door of the house, is not trust the answer. But the other question is, אחרי כאן הרמב״ם, so most of the time, אחרי כאן הרמב״ם, so why we say that move on the door, אפילו מי נשבע, he is only a חושב on the veil, but he is not a חושב on the שבוע שקר. So if he is Nishba, he should be trusted, because he's not Choshu and Shwurish. This is what happened. So the Bais Yosef explains it on the basis, because he violated on the Shwur Vasim. He's a Muyas. So the Taz assumed, no, he is a Mumel Shwurish, because he was already even in Yisrael Shwur. What Yisrael Shwur was in there? What? The answer is, he is addicted to the Veilah. And the Torah was Mashpiyahim. The Beishon was Mashpiyahim, not to eat the Veilah. So that means he was even Yisashim. So he's in Mumah Rizidoro. So that's why he's a Choshev. This is how the Taz understood the Bais Yosef Mishayim Veilah. He tabled this in the Veilah, yes. Yes, the Kash. He tabled it. מה שפוסו זה חשבי שפצים על דאוול, פוסו הידס,
El obliga a abrir as linhas normais. O veículo veio lá, subiu a um chão de poço. Aqui o veículo lá, rei. Mas tu sabe, morre. Falava que era um pinão. Daí virou uma chimpita para assinar. Foi o domingo, seu colorido, na veio. Mas aí, bom, mal que esse. Cabo, na rádio, uma chimpita. Sim, mas dá o leite, o leite, isso dá o leite. Por isso, posso fazer esse trabalho e ser. Ob jeder Roche kommt aus dem Land mit Aslan. Oh, oh, someone who is able to have a beer for which there is mouth. But suppose someone is able to have a beer for which there is no mouth. Let's say somebody who is addicted to the Isar of Shmore. So it's not possible to be right. Because there is no mouth on the Isar of Shmore. It's a lot of mice. Someone needs to be raised for slaves. Because there is mouth. Someone needs for some hollow. So he's first place Brazil because there is Maurice. Now, suppose someone was even allowed of receive Mishmila Shakya. He took his word. He said, Ochalti, when the truth is, when the truth, he didn't eat. So he's first place. Now, suppose he takes his word. He takes a shvuah, shaloyeh, and then he's a chet. So he's also poslaitis, because on the law there is poslaitis. Furthermore, the Abishayim who say that even if he took a shvuah shaloyeh, they are certain, there's no point in shame, but the Abishayim who say that even if he takes a shvuah shaloyeh, I will it, and then he doesn't. So he's not kind of malchus because it's in the mice. But since the love is a love for which sometimes there is malchus, in this particular case there is no malchus because he didn't do any mice. For the same love, in there, if you would say shvur shochal ti lo yochal. So maybe even if he takes a shvur shochal and then tomorrow. He doesn't keep his way. So he was able to love for which sometimes there is malchus. So it's mostly as long as the love is allowed for which sometimes there is malchus. So and then the Mechaber mentions that even if he's able, chomi atzibur. So he's also mostly. Why? Because chayven is a shvuah. So that means. When we learn Tzaneda, so I explained it. So that means that that's a Pirkei d'Rabbeinu. Melamed she'acheder u'shvuah v'ashvuah acheder. That even though by shvuah is bitu, so there is no alocher of mishpuah acheder. So it's not the pshat. So the Arishim, I thought the Shem agree with them, but that's the sheet of the Raya, and that's the sheet of the Ritva. That the pshat, the shvuah is bitu, there is no mishpuah acheder. So it doesn't mean. That Ushna Pachirin doesn't apply to Shmuz. But by Shmuz Bitu, there is no Bitu, there is no Ushna Pachirin, because another person has no authority over me. In other words, one person will say to what Shmuz Bitu? I take Shmuz, Shmuz Sheikh, or Shmuz Shalayeh. So if Ume will say to Shimon, Mashbiacho Ani Shalom Teicha Omoch. But why does he have to say to Shimon, Mashbiacho Ani Shalom Teicha Omoch? So it's not that there is no aloche of the Raimichi. So the Amishim will say, there is no Shwaz Bitu. There is no, by Shwaz Bitu, there is no aloche of Mishim Be'ahe. But the Amishim will say, no, it's not that there is no aloche of Mishim Be'ahe in my Shwaz Bitu. The aloche of Mishim Be'ahe applies to Shwaz Bitu also. But in the ordinary case, if Rubin says to Shime, Mashbiacho Ani Shalom Teich Almochum. He has no right. But in the case where he has the right, so in the name there can be Mushke Be'achir, and that could be the Shinis Aramba, because the Shinis Aramba says, the Rambam says to the Shuez, that the one that Ube can be Mashbiach Shimon, that Shimon should not enter his house. So the question is, how can he be Mashbiach? Now we show him that there also is Nisachet, so he can assail his house and Shimon. But Shvuye is a Nisagavle, Shmui is a disagape. So how can Ruben say to Shimon that he is Mashbia? Shimon, he asks him to enter his house. It's a disagape. So the Yosemite says, because the other shame to say that even by Shmuel that would be Yisachar, if he asks that. So he explains that Rambam on the basis of this Veshite in the Dorin, and that in the Dorin of the Zion, that where one asks the Hefze in Shmuel, so then there is Yisachar in Shmuel too. In other words, if someone says, Ani Yisachar, Olecho, Eskikri, Bishmuel, so then he becomes also to eat of the kitchen. So the Yosemite explains the Rambam on the basis of the Shittas Rishayim. But the Rambam could be explained on the basis of the Shittas Rishayim, that by Mushdun Piachirim, it's not that Mushdun Piachirim is Mufke by Shittas Rishayim. The reason is why there is no Mushdun Piachirim by Shittas Rishayim, because Ruben has no authority, has no jurisdiction over Shimon. He cannot say to Shimon, Mashbiachani, shall we take how? Shall we take the fighting? What right does he have over Shimon? But in case where it's Nigeria, his money, where Ruben says to Shimon, Mashbiacho, shall we become his legacy? So there, he has the authority. So there is our help with Piachim also. So we may lay. So what's Nafkimine? Nafkimine is that the Tzibo has jurisdiction over the Yochim. So the Mele, when the Tzibo imposes a Chirem, what does it mean? That the Tzibo asks every member of the Tzibo to do a certain thing. So the Mele, it's Chal Shmuel. So he's able to say, Shmuel. So maybe this was latest. So that's what he says. So the task of Mele, the Mashikos HaKashim Shmuel, the Mamedale, the Apostle, the Yisrael, the Mele, the Yisrael, the Mele, Why? Because the Pirkei Rabbah says, "No amishachir mishbuy v'shashbuy chir." Why? That can be. That can harmonize with the Shittas Rishayim. That by Shmuel's Pitu, there is also shaykh there which we have. But normally it's not halal because he has no jurisdiction. Mashenki, the tzibo has jurisdiction. So maybe if the tzibo imposes a chayor, it means that the tzibo is mashbia. Every yochid, not to do a certain thing, but to do a certain thing. So maybe it's considered as if each yochid had taken Shmuel not to do this thing, on which a chayor was imposed. So maybe Zeyon is a Shmuel, and not the lab of Shmuel, there is Malkis. So it's was latest. So maybe he says, according to the Sios, we should know that the reason is why he moved it on. So he's not Nemon living in the Shue, but he's only moved on the Lele, he's not in Gumer in Shue. So why should we be in Cheshadim that he's able to say Shue? The answer is, since he's moved the Marcina and not eating the Lele, so when he eats the Lele, so he's not only that he's able to love of the Sinful of the Lele, he's able to love of Shue also. The Rebbe Lishon certainly can be Mashbiya. So we should follow that whenever one is either any Aveir, he should be postulated. Somebody was put on Tfilin one day. So he's Mujmi Marasina, he put on Tfilin. So he's even being Yisrael Shmuel. That's the Kashi of the task. But it's no Kashi, because true, Chomi Hatzibu means that he is Mashbiya. But Mujmi Ma'asina, it's an expression Mujmi Ma'asina. It doesn't mean that every mitzvah of the Torah, it means that we are Mujmi. It's a Haloche of Shvui of Mujmi Pe'acheri, Mujmi Amor. It's not like that. Of course, the Rebbe Nisholom, if the Tzibo can be Mashbiya, so the Rebbe Nisholom certainly can be Mashbiya. There is no doubt about that. If the Rebbe Nisholom wants to be Mashbiya, but it's Tzibui Atevo, and not based upon Mujmi Pe'acheri. But we use the expression Mujmi Me'asinai. But it's an expression Mujmi Me'asinai. It doesn't mean that it's an Isser of Shmuel. So the question arises, why does the Eomid, the Ramban, the Rashbo and the Rivosh, I mean the Beragoyva mentions all those Rishayim who mention this award. So why do they say Mumar Itoh Shoshochat Akron Mishla Shoshochat Sakh Yofa in them? All these Rishayim Achilik and the Rambam. Mishla and according to the Rambam we understand. Because according to the Rambam, so Mumar Itoh Reachot is a Choshud. He's a Choshud another thing. So maybe if it's a Mumar in Vele, he's a Choshud and Nisar. But all the other Rishayim Achilik and the Rambam. And they hold that the Mumar in Shabbos can check, and we don't even have to be paid the sake. Why? Because a choshed litovo is choshed only lazy tovo. He's not choshed litovarach. What the Shidis Aramba means that the Mumar litovarach is choshed litovo and achere molt. Mumar litovarach is choshed litovarachere molt. So then we understand. But other Shayim hold that the Mumar litovarach is not choshed litovo and achere. Now, he is a Mumar in Vele. Why should it be a choshud on the Yisr of Shmuel Shem? And still the Rambam and the Rashbo, who are chilek on the Rambam Shite, and they say that the Mumer L'Dovarechot is not choshud L'Dvar Machir. He's only choshud L'Yisidobo. So they still say that Mumer L'Veles is choshud on the Yisr of Shmuel. Why? So the task thought, because the Veli itself involves the Yisr of Shmuel. But that's very strange. And he's right that when someone is a talks to Shnorim on time, he should also make some advice. He certainly was able to be the Yisra of Shul. He was Mujbe Marasina. The answer is that we are there, we refer to it Mujbe Marasina. But what does that mean? Mujbe Marasina means he is exalted Marasina. He's commended by us, by the Piyakbo. It doesn't mean it's a Shmue. It's an expression, Mushbo. But it's not, he doesn't involve it's a Shmue. Chome Atzibo. So by definition, Chome Atzibo means Shmue. There is a difference between Chome Atzibo and Takones Atzibo. Takones Atzibo means the Tzibo does not Misaki. Chome Atzibo. That's a very strong word, Chome Atzibo. Chome Atzibo means that the Tzibo decided to impose a shmuye upon the yoch. But tzibuya teva anat mushbu piachere. Anat mushbu piachere. Anat mushbu piachere. Now, so what's the pshat in this thing? So, let's see what the pshat says. This is the base. Aru nishma. שהרי הוא חושב על השפוי על ידי יסידובו מפני שהוא מושבע ואם הם מעשים עכשיו. So the Shach says, it's a chilish, but it's mistab. He says, now the Aruchi is according to all the Shem. So, a Mumer Mitovarechot is not a Choshev in Bob Achir. He is only a Choshev in Yisidobo, not in Bob Achir. So why? After all, should we say that the Mumar Dovarechot is not Choshev? It's Luka, it's Mistar like the Rambam. In other words, if we see that a certain person is Mumar, is a Mumar at least for the Yisrael Shatnez. So, even though he can wear, let's say, he can wear all kinds of clothes that have no Shatnez. So, but he wears shackles. Why? Because he enjoys woolen body more. And woolen body have some linen. So you may wear, but he can wear other meaning, body more. Other meaning he can wear. He cannot overcome his temptation of wearing woolen clothing which happened to have linen. So he's ready to be the evil and sweet tail in order to satisfy his appetite. So why shouldn't we be mentioning him that seems ready to be evil? The Yisrael Nivele, to be able to Yisrael of Shabbos, in order to satisfy his Yitzhak for the woman body. So He is ready to be able, he is available also in order to eat the veil and to be machal other people with the veil. The answer is, he is accustomed, he is addicted to this. So for this he has a very strong temptation. For other things, he is not accustomed, so his temptation is not so strong. But if it is necessary, if in order to satisfy that kind of appetite to which he is addicted, that kind of time to which he is addicted, it is necessary to be able to do Israel. So then he is choshut to be able to do Israel also. Why? He discriminates between sharpness and Eile, between the Sibu, Shiva, Shoker, and the Eile. I mean, he has the same regard for all Israel. He has fear of God, he's only one at all. So whenever it's consistent with his inclinations, with his timers, with his appetites, he will not be able to. He will not be able to. Now, I knew one man, years ago, he had a grocer. In those days it was very difficult to observe Shabbos. Now it's not difficult, but in those days it required real Messiah Stavish to keep his store closed on Shabbos. So in Washington Heights, I knew one man who was doing on Tfilah B'Tzibo every day, three times a day he got B'Tzibo, sure. He never missed. And Shabbos, he sold everything. One time, I went in to buy something. Those garages in the food store. So I went in to buy. So I had to wait. So then I saw it came out from the bathroom. And he was saying that Shayotza. He was standing at Shabbos and selling. And still he was particular even about the Brocha Vashayotza. So that's Mumalitov. Mumalitov, so it means he's the Yerushalayim. He is the Yerushalayim. God. But if it interferes with his timers, so then he succumbs to his temptation. So, but he doesn't discriminate. Even other Shayim Achilka Rambam. So they agree with the Rambam. That the Mumalit Ovum, we do not have to presume that if one is a Mumalit Ovum, the Shabbos, so it means, but he's not a Mumalit Ovum in Vele, so it means that he has a higher regard for Shabbos. I mean, he has a higher regard for the Vele, for these are the Vele, than for Shabbos. No. A Mumalit Ovum has the same regard for all his soldiers, but it just happens that he has a strong desire for Shabbos. Why? I don't know. Why? Maybe because he accosted himself because of his background, so he made a habit. I don't know. He saw someone being living Shabbos, so he made the habit. That's the fact that he is more tempted by the appetite of Shabbos than by the appetite of Mireille. So maybe all that Hashem say, he is not choshut to be made by this way. If someone is addicted to the veile, so it doesn't mean that he has a, so he's not choshut for Shabbos. So it doesn't mean that according to this Hashemim, we have to say that he has a higher regard for one Isa than another Isa. No, he has the same regard for all Isa Shabbateo. But we know that one temptation is stronger than his, in his heart than another temptation. So the temptation for the veile is much stronger than the temptation for other things. So the veile, we don't have to be chesedim that will be for other isurim, because it doesn't have a temptation for these other isurim. It doesn't have a strong temptation for other isurim. But if the situation is such, in order to satisfy his temptation for the veile, he must violate other isurim. So he'll be just as ready to violate other Yisroelim. Why should he discriminate? If he has a logical mind, so he should come to the conclusion, why should he discriminate? Now, he's always ready every day in order to satisfy his temptation, his inclination towards the Mele, so he's ready to be able to allow always able to come. Now, in order to satisfy his temptation, his inclination for the Mele, so he has to be able not only the love of the Mele, but also the love All of these people in Russia.
But different, why horses?
What difference does it make?
So in many ways,
you need to have the machine. I mean, this is what the Shach means. שערי הוא חושב את המשפיע, הוא יקבל איסי לבוא, מפני שהוא מיד ובאמת מה עשינה. So, the Rishayim who say that חושב, that מומר לדבר אחר, is the חושב לאיסי לבוא, but it's not חושב לדבר אחרים. So it means, if it's a question of דבר אחרים, to which he's not known to have an irresistible impulse. So then we say, just because he's known to have an irresistible impulse, in respect to meat, it doesn't mean that he has to be accused of having an irresistible impulse in respect to putting on Shabbos. But if it is necessary, as he said, suppose, let's say, that there is a certain restaurant that offers free meals, free trifle meals, and as a condition, received to the free meal, he must put on a special kind of regard, which is Shabbos. So then, of course, it will be choshev to put on Shabbos, because this is a necessary prerequisite for satisfying his impulse. So here, he is a mumer b'tov, and for nevele, he'll do anything. So he's addicted, day after day, to violate the law of the zeh kol nevele, but he doesn't violate. And the other one, because it's not necessary for him. But in this case, it's necessary for him to be nishma l'sheker in order to satisfy his inclination for the veil for person. So the veil is a choshev, is a normal. All right. Now, tomorrow, I would like to give two shiur. The first shiur.